"Hagrid, please," said Professor McGonagall, "keep your voice down. How was I to know he wasn't upset about Lillian James? It was you-know-who he cared about." And then he says, "Give Harry to me, Hagrid. I'm his godfather. I'll look after him." Ha! But I'd had me orders from Dumbledore, and I told Black no. Dumbledore said Harry was to go to his aunt and uncle's. Black argued, but in the end he gave in. Told me to take his motorbike to get Harry there. "I won't need it any more," he says. I should have known there was something fishy going on then. He loved that motorbike. What was he giving it to me for? Why wouldn't he need it any more? Fact was, it was too easy to trace. Dumbledore knew he'd been the Potter's secret keeper. Black knew he was going to have to run for it that night, knew it was a matter of hours before the Ministry was after him. But what if I'd given Harry to him, eh? I bet he'd have pitched him off the bike halfway out to sea. His best friend's son. But when a wizard goes over to the dark side, there's nothing and no one that matters to him any more. A long silence followed Hagrid's story. Then Madame Rosmerta said with some satisfaction, "But he didn't manage to disappear, did he? The Ministry of Magic caught up with him next day." "Alas, if only we had," said Fudge bitterly. "It was not we who found him. It was little Peter Pettigrew, another of the Potter's friends. Maddened by grief, no doubt, and knowing that Black had been the Potter's secret keeper, he went after Black himself."